Good morning, Interbet team, and welcome. Turfantine Inside Track, Thursday, the 11th of June, 22 pentrometers, 6.5 false rail at the 500-meter mark. Nine race program. First race is off at 12 o'clock. Snowblade, number 8, 6 to 10 favorite, and should win the first race. I can't see anything beating it. Expert Witness is the second favorite, and Night Heist. Both got chances, but certainly on Snowblade's first run, it should win. Race 2, Maiden Juvenile Fillies in the first leg of the Bipot. Ignore Empress's Piece last run. It gets a blinkers, so that's a blinkers strike draw 1. Lots to like at a big price. 3, Feast of Berries. 6 to 10 favorite. Back first time out into 14 to 10. De Kock and Murray should be able to get this one home. And I'm putting in the 2 horses. I'm going to add to my Trifectas and Quartets Prophecies, number 6. Excuses last time it was lame. Look for big improvement. Race 3, Maiden Plate, 2,000 meters. The horse that I found here was Epidarius. The second run for the mowing team. Ran really nicely last time. And gets blinkers this time, not the cheek pieces. Marco van Rensburg, 10 to 1, looks like a lovely each-way bet. Dr. Strangelove is the favorite, and I think the one they've all got to beat. He looks like he's absolutely cherry for a race like this. Race 4, first leg of the Pick 6, fillies and mares, 2,000 meters. Look for improvement from 2 Baquena, much better last run, and she's got ability, this filly. Expect her to go really well here. The dangers have got to be the 2 horses that are on a roll. Future Gamble won 3 in a row, and there's only an 88, this 3-year-old filly. And Into Dancing won its last start and is also an 88. They both claim and should be close between the 2 of them, but Baquena might just be able to upset them, although she's got to give them quite a lot of weight. Race 5, Divided Fillies and Mares, 2,000 meters. A little more difficult this. Frangipangi, look for big improvement. This has been running in top races. Coco Melon, one of Terry's 2 horses that have got a big chance here. Gets to Mello. The merit rate has come tumbling down. It's a perfect trip for Coco Melon. Will go really well. But the stable companion, Apostrophe, looks like a player here as well. Rosie Lemon I'm going to include because I'm going to ignore its last start. His form before that was quite striking, and I think that could easily get in over its best trip. And then Falcon Fly, second run, that doesn't impress me. Instant Attraction 1 and got 5 points, and I think that was very harsh for her, so she's going to battle from draw 12. Race 6, Fillies and Mares, 1,000 meters. Let's go to the top. Anchorage does look like the right horse. Course and Distance 1 from 1, and Woodley's 1-2 and ran a place in 5 rides on it. Obviously got ability, this filly, and this looks like a perfect race for 1,000 meters. Drawn 2 on the inside track, lots to like about her. Brighton Brazen, Mikel's ridden her 5 times, 2 wins, 2 places, so that goes into your play as well. And then just the 2 of us on the Anchorage form has got to have a very big chance. They meet again on the same sort of weight terms. Venica rides her again, so I think she's in the play too. The favorite is Dame of Tricks. Ignores last starts way ahead on the speed rating, but draw 8, not going to be easy. She could have a lot to do from there, and I don't believe that she should have been favorite in this race anyway. Versace on Track got 3-point penalty, and if you go back to the Just the 2 of Us race, you've got to have a chance here too. Race 7, Fillies and Mares, 1,000 meters. Trampolino, I think, is absolutely ready, but the draw 9 does concern me over the 1,000 meters. Jazz Pianist has drawn 4, third run after her rest, look for big improvement, and she looks like the right player in this race. And then Kia Carr, if you're looking for horse to improve, this gets the cheek pieces first time out and could go well. Race 8, Fillies and Mares, 14.50. Ringa Ringa Rosie's looks like the obvious choice here. Course and Distance, 4 runs, 2 wins, 2 places. She's head of the speed rating. She's got a lot to like about her, and I think 7-2 is quite generous, and she's got to be the one they've all got to beat. I thought Trail Runner at 8-1, a definite player, and I'm going to put that into all my bets as well with a 1.5 claimer. Course and Distance, 1 from 1, goes back over the trip that she likes. I can't see much else. Race 9, merit rate at 70, 14.50. 2 Peter Runners look like players, Heavenly Good. has had a long, long rest, but could improve because she might have needed time to mature. Tracksuit Dave, good last run. Of the rest of them, you can't really find anything that looks any good. Elusive Red's second run gets Mariba. Legendary, we find him the time before last and left him last time, and he ran a howler, but he is in the last race and he's drawn one. And then Longsword, drawn 12. Cachetti from draw 12, he's got a lot to navigate. Look for improvement from Profit, my old friend, but drawn 13 might be worth including in your trifectas and quartets. We got the World Cup starting tonight, 9 o'clock. South Africa play Mexico. I would certainly go long on the goals in the game. At 2.5, I would think you're going to get at least 3 goals. And on Interbet, you can get that type of odds, and you can get odds in during the game and cards and corners and everything. It's a live in-play betting, and it's going to be wonderful for the World Cup to be on Interbet and do these type of things. Have a good day.